97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Take me to the river here on Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Glad you are back with us. And I have to tell you, if you've never been up the Great River Road, if that's something you enjoy going, checking out just the beautiful confluence. If you've been up through there on a boat, it's just a fantastic thing to see. This is not generally the time of season to do that on a boat, but you still have plenty of opportunities. We have a guest with us this morning, Allison Raynor, Museum Director for the National Great Rivers Museum over in East Alton. And Allison, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I just have to speculate here for a moment that when you planned this event, the third annual ice jam at the dam, you were not expecting 60-degree temperatures in February.
Not exactly, but it wasn't off the table. We've had 40-degree temperatures the first year. It was pretty icy the second year. And, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Will the beer be iced down? Because that could qualify us for the ice jam at the dam.
The beer will be iced down, I promise.
And who originally came up with this in the first year and said, hey, let's do this, because I love the name. It's marketing genius, whoever come up with that. I'm sure it was you, Allison.
It wasn't. I mean, our whole team came up with the concept, but the name has to go to Corinne O'Brien. If you follow our socials, she's hilarious. She nice. Comes up with gold like this all the time.
Well, that's fantastic. Tell people what's going to be going on. So it'll be the 17th of February from 10 to 3.
Right. So on the 17th of February, so that's on the 17th, you can come out to Ice Jam at the Dam. And the whole premise of Ice Jam at the Dam is to help people to understand what their opportunities are for recreating on and along the river in the winter months, because we don't have to hole ourselves up just because it's cold outside. So we have teams of different organizations out, like a Mississippi River Water Trail Association will have a booth, for example, and they'll teach you how you can kayak in the winter. And we'll have other organizations out with animals and kind of just displaying what adaptations animals have to go through to live in this area in the winter. So we've got a bunch of different organizations you can go visit, and they all have activities. If you visit six, you can get a goodie bag for the kiddos. But then we also have live music. We have fire pits and s'mores. We've got animal shows by Treehouse. So you can buy a ticket to an animal show. The event is free, but you have to buy a ticket to the animal show. Those are at 11, 12:30, and 2. And they'll have a variety of different animals that they'll walk through and talk about how they're specifically adapted to winter here on the river. Our live music is going to be by Chris Cahill. He's been with us all 3 years of the event, and he's fantastic. And Louie from the Blues will also be there from 10:30 to 11.
Louie knows a thing or two about ice.
He does. So we're really excited to have him. He'll be alongside our Bobber, the water safety dog. We're really big into water safety here at the Army Corps of Engineers. So we'll have our mascot there. We'll have Louie from the Blues. And we have a raffle. So a lot of this event goes to support the Meeting of the Rivers Foundation, which is the 501c3 charity that supports the National Great Rivers Museum. So the event is free, but if you buy an animal show ticket, or if you buy a s'mores kit to roast s'mores, or if you buy tickets for the raffle, that all goes to support that charity.
I love it. I love it. Allison Raynor is our guest, museum director at the National Great Rivers Museum in East Alton. And, you know, I'm just hearing, I mean, the show is called Second Amendment Radio. We talk about guns and ammo and laws and things like that. But it's also about getting in the great outdoors. So no matter what the weather is next week, it is time to load up the family and go up. Again, you said it was free, but I'm always about seeing the feature shows like the Treehouse Wildlife Center. Bring your kids in there. Are they going to be seeing like an eagle, like, you know, one that's, rehabilitating or something like that? Are they going to see animals like that, owls, or what are they going to see specifically? Because I know families and kids especially love to get up close and see that.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what they're bringing this year, but last year they brought a possum and an owl, and I think a kestrel. The eagles that we're going to be seeing at the event are going to be in the wild because we have two permanent nests that are visible from the museum. So we'll have the Illinois Department of Natural Resources there with spotting scopes and walking families through how to spot eagles. We also have open tours of Melvin Price Fox and Dam. So we give free public tours 7 days a week at 10, 1, and 3. But when we have these large events, it's not really conducive to have a group of 20 with one tour guide. There's just too many people. So what we do is we go to something that's called open tours. We just station rangers along the lock and dam, and we just ride the elevator up and down all day. You can go on top of Melvin Price for 5 minutes or 5 hours. It's up to you. And there will be spotting scopes up top, too. You can see Riverlands Migratory Bird Sanctuary, which is also our property, on the other side of the river. There won't be ice. Well, a lot of times you'll see a bunch of eagles sitting out on the ice there. You'll definitely be able to see eagles flying back and forth across the river because we get this time of year the migratory bald eagles. But then we also have those year-round resident nests that I mentioned as well.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. For parents out there, if your kids haven't experienced the lock and dam, it's pretty cool. And it's not something most of us have an opportunity to experience. I have to tell you, I was this many years old when I experienced it because last summer I went over and did a European river cruise like on the Danube, and what we ended up going through several lock and dam systems on the way down that river. First time I'd ever been near one. And people could go tour them right here at home.
Yeah. It's completely free. Like I said, 3 times a day, 7 days a week. We also take private tours. If you call the Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau and you want to take your group, we'll schedule you a private tour in addition to the public tours that we do, completely free. It really is quite amazing. And so the lock and dam here in Alton is the only one that's ever been replaced out of all 29 that are on the river. So it's the newest. It's the most technologically advanced. We've got some way more efficient features than you're going to see anywhere else on the Mississippi River. So we really do have a gem as far as learning about river navigation right here in town.
I didn't realize that they did tours of the Melvin Price Lock and Dam. I've been to the Vegas Hoover Dam, and that was cool to see because it's just an anomaly how big that thing is. But is Melvin Price Lock and Dam tours, are they available any other time throughout the year?
Yeah, at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., 7 days a week. You just walk up, no reservation needed.
That's pretty awesome.
Another great feature of this area. That's awesome. Yeah.
Allison, tell us a little bit more about the museum over there for people who aren't familiar with it.
So the museum, which is situated at the base of the Melvin Price Locks and Dam, is the point of the museum is to get people familiar with who we are. So we're the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and we work very intimately with our water resources all across the country and the world. But here in Alton, our mission is primarily navigation-focused and keeping the Mississippi River open to global traffic. So a lot of people don't think of the river as a global highway. But at the museum, we take a multifaceted approach to the interest of rivers. So if your interest is in history, we have exhibits on history. If your interest is more geology or geography focused, we can tell you about, eons past how rivers were formed. We have a towboat simulation, so you can get into a pilot house and try to pilot your own 15-barge towboat through a lock and dam. We've got ecological exhibits where you can learn about animals. So whatever your interest is, our job at the museum is to tie it into the Mississippi River and rivers in general, because it's all related.
Yeah, really cool. You know, I think maybe last summer, I learned about loopers, which I'd never heard of before, but we were there in Grafton with a buddy of mine on his boat, and there were people parked all around us who were doing the Great Loop, where they go down the Mississippi River and around the tip of Florida and back up through the Great Lakes. I mean, it was pretty fascinating.
It's always fun when it's looper season. We get a huge influx to the museum, and we can just watch all the boats walk through. It's a great time. And I also want to mention that for families that come out, so we are 10 to 3, our event on the 17th. I know I have a daughter, and I always like the options. So we do have Old Bakery Beer Company. They'll have beer, and they will also have chili. And we have Pig on a Wing. with their food truck there. They do barbecue. And we'll also have Shivers frozen custards, so you can kind of double down on your icy experience, or you can get a coffee and warm up a bit. Those are the few vendors we currently have confirmed. So we've always gotten really good feedback from them. So there are food options. And also, if you've got little kiddos, we have a commercial size theater in our museum, and we will be playing Frozen and Frozen 2 at 10 and noon. So if you want to watch Frozen, but get that movie theater experience from when it first came out, now's the time to take your kiddo. It's completely free.
That's hilarious. Allison, you sound very passionate about what you do. How long have you been with the National Great Rivers Museum?
I've been the director there for about 3.5 years, but I've been working on or along the Mississippi River for maybe 13 years now.
Good for you. Wow, what a dream job. That's awesome. Okay, where can we send people online to find out more about this event and all year round?
So you can go to the National Great Rivers Museum Facebook page. If socials aren't your thing, you can check out our foundation's website, which is meetingoftherivers.org.
Excellent. Okay, wonderful. Allison Rayner, Museum Director of the National Great Rivers Museum in East Alton. We wish you a great event. By the way, I'm looking ahead at the forecast, whether it holds or not. We're talking about 38 degrees high temperature for the day. So there'll be some ice and for sure on the beer.
Yes, for sure on the beer at least.
Okay. All right, Allison. Thank you so much for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no
See,
kidding.
That's why we're here, Mark. We're here to motivate people to get out of the house, for crying out loud.
Honestly, lots of opportunities for you there year-round. Go tour the dam, even if you can't make it out on the 17th.
You know, when I saw Carl's notes on this conversation, Allison Rayner, museum director, I'm like, museum director, wow, is that going to be boring? Dude, she is like super into it. I thought it was impressive.
Yeah, it'd be worth it just to go up and just to engage her in conversation on what she does for a living. That's
yeah, it's
great.
Like you think of, Carl is the executive producer of Mark Cox Radio Show and Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Oh, boring. Boring.
Who would but ever think that? Of course they wouldn't think that. Come on.
He works hard. All righty.
Yep, that does it for us on this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Have a great weekend.
Share the show and see you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.